I'm Jeremy Hobson. Before leaving for Africa, President Obama made a big announcement on the issue of climate change.
I'm directing the Environmental Protection Agency to put an end to the limitless dumping of carbon pollution from our power plants and complete new pollution standards for both new and existing power plants.
The president speaking at Georgetown University yesterday. He's planning to take executive action to curb greenhouse gas emissions instead of relying on help from Congress. For more on what this means and how big a deal it is when it comes to dealing with climate change, we're joined by Dan Riker. He is the executive director of the Center for Energy Policy and Finance at Stanford University. He's also worked for a number of presidents and did serve on President Obama's transition team. Dan Riker, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. And I want to start by asking you how ambitious you think this announcement by President Obama was.
Well, he's basically and most importantly said to EPA, go forward aggressively and set emission standards for carbon coming from both new and existing power plants in the United States. And he said he wants these standards proposed quickly and out shortly thereafter. So this is really advancing the schedule that we were on before, and I think he's pressing EPA hard on this front.
And this is not the only thing that he announced yesterday. Tell us what else was in there that sticks out to you.
He's taken several other steps. He's said to the Department of Interior, I want you to increase the pace of permitting renewable energy projects on public land. He's making a big push on natural gas, $8 billion in loan guarantees to help cut carbon emissions from the burning of natural gas and coal. He's also looking at the efficiency of buildings. The Department of Energy has authority to set standards for the efficiency of appliances and equipment. He said to DOE, accelerate that process. He's going to improve the efficiency of federal buildings. Whole host of things that taken together, I think, is far and away the biggest step we've seen from this administration on climate.
He is going to face opposition not just from Republicans but from the industry as well. He already has. What do you think that is going to do to the success or failure of this new plan?
I think it's fairly likely that these new EPA carbon emission standards will be challenged. They might be challenged by the Congress itself through something called the Congressional Review Act. I think it's doubtful that will succeed. They will quite likely be challenged in court. But the Supreme Court said in 2007 quite clearly that EPA has the authority to set these standards. And so I think he will prevail. I think a lot of these other actions, he has his own authority to carry them out. He can direct the Department of Defense, for example, to use more renewables at their bases, to speed up the permitting of renewable energy projects on Department of Interior lands, to work with the states on natural gas development. So he's got a lot of authority, and I think he's going to use it. So there will be strong opposition, but I think he can make a lot of progress over the next few years and leave us in a better place when he leaves office.
Now, there's also been criticism from the president's left that perhaps he hasn't done enough on power plants so far, and also that he may yet give the green light to this Keystone pipeline.
Well, he's definitely said we're moving forward on setting emission standards for existing power plants. That's the biggest chunk of what he announced yesterday, and EPA is going to move forward on that in a very smart and aggressive way. Regarding the Keystone pipeline, he's got a process in place that's being led by the State Department to make a decision probably this year on whether, in fact, to permit that pipeline to carry tar sands oil from Canada. It's a big controversy, but I think he's got a good process in place to look at the issue, and I think he'll make a well-informed decision with input from Secretary of State Kerry.
But, of course, that argument is one that we've heard, that President Obama has not been tough enough when it comes to climate change, that he made sort of an early push in his presidency, in his first term. It didn't work, and the Democrats and the president backed away.
He made a very big push. He was hoping to be able to work with Congress. Legislation did move in the Congress on climate. It got good backing in the House of Representatives. It was moving in the Senate. But the House changed hands and that legislation cratered. So the president has had to go back to the drawing boards, which is what he's doing in his second term, and basically say, I've got to make progress using authority that's already on the books, and I'm going to do that first and foremost, asking EPA to set these new standards. He's even pressing internationally to improve U.S. trade in clean energy technology. He wants to open up that trade, get rid of the sanctions on solar panels and wind turbines, and really get ourselves into what is a massive market, tens of trillions of dollars that are going to be spent globally in the next few decades. And either we're going to be in it, as he said, or we're going to be out of it. Germany and China could lead this, or we could have a big chunk of it. We've got to make that decision. So I think he's being very aggressive here.
Dan Riker, anything else he needs to do? What else would be in your dream view of battling climate change?
The International Energy Agency recently said that we're going to spend $38 trillion over the next couple of decades meeting global demand for energy. And we can do that in a clean way, a dirty way, or somewhere in between. This is a huge, huge economic opportunity, $38 trillion. China, Germany, other countries have very strong plans to own that market. I think we in the United States, where a number of these technologies have been invented, we should have a big chunk of that market. And I think one of the interesting parts of the plan is that the president wants to go out and try to seize as much of that market as we can, as we also work cooperatively with these other countries. So I think there's a great opportunity here to do good and to do well, both to deal with the climate problem and to create jobs at the same time. And I think he's put a smart plan in place to do that.
Dan Riker, Executive Director of the Center for Energy Policy and Finance at Stanford University, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.